This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
If I had wings, I'd fly to you. Kiss you on your cheeks like morning dew. I'd chase the stars and cross the sea.
Remember that whenever you look into the mirror, yeah. From their debut album, that is Satya, hailing from Montreal, Canada. That's a wonderful track called Note to Myself. And this is an album that explores sobriety, self-love, healing, resilience, and growth. Really cool stuff. And the album is also called Note to Myself. Before that, Rhonda Head with Searching for You. Rhonda was down in LA for the Grammy Awards. Saw a couple of pictures there. It was really exciting. Every time I see someone I know or that I really have an affinity for out doing something that they love and really making waves, it makes me very happy. We've got a singer that I also adore from Manitoba, and I run into him periodically as well. It's a new track called Tangled, which came out just last year. And Don Amaro, follow him on socials. He's a wonderful man and a wonderful singer-songwriter and artist. Here he is on The Jukebox.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Just do your best. brightest star gonna be the guide. Gotta get you to the other side, to where the butterflies and where the peace resides. But first, 5 minutes for the 15 of fame, 5 seconds for you saying my name. I'm deadly sharp shooting the game, gonna hit you in the soul, execution is aim. Get together and we building a fire, clear smoke and it's taking us higher. Hands up, everyone is one. If you see yourself making it, you see in the sun. Metropolis on the edge of control, they take our money but they won't take our soul. That ain't gonna do it no more, won't do what we told and we ain't gonna fold. We go low, no time to rest.
That is Go, Chemical Brothers featuring Q-Tip, right here on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Thank you for tuning in to the show. The Young Novelists with Break the Whole Thing Down. They've just scored their first Juno nomination. Really do love these two, and I've known them for a very long time. It's from their album, These Dark Canyons. They've been working hard. Met them at Folk Music Ontario probably over a decade ago, 2015, yeah. Is when I first met them and hung out with them. I'm so happy for both of them. Yeah, Tassin is on the show as well, featuring Ashley Young. And we've got a song from the album Stand on My Shoulders. This is a really cool album. It's been released on Sub Pop Records. I don't know if you guys know that label, but it's the same label that released Nirvana's Nevermind. So they've got some stake in the game, if you know what I mean. This is a very cool artist from Alaska, and I hope that you dig it. They're from the Raven Coho Clan, and the song is called Incinerate. That's coming up right after Catronata. This is Space Invader from a single released back in 2025, just this past summer. Enjoy.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We'll be right back.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Do you ever see flocks of birds in your yard that show up in droves one year but are completely absent the next? Take this flock of pine siskins swarming around a thistle feeder, their wings briefly flashing yellow as they flit about. Rather than adopting the common north and south itinerary you might associate with migrating songbirds, these siskins take a more nomadic approach. Their movements depend on the availability of food and habitat. It's called eruptive migration. In years when conifer seeds are scarce in the boreal forests of Canada, pine siskins might hang around in lower latitudes, say Southern California or Tennessee. The location and timing of these eruptions change from year to year. And sometimes, by chance, gigantic flocks of pine siskins get funneled into the same regions, leading to backyards full of siskins. While these flocks are a delight for birdwatchers, the dense groups of siskins can easily transmit diseases such as salmonellosis to each other and to other birds. It's a good reminder to keep bird feeders clean for our feathered visitors that can't always social distance when diseases spread.